I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nigerian Christians received letters from Muslim extremists threatening attack. Since May, 450 Nigerian believers have been killed. Yet World Mission's Greg Kelly says this stands out.
The thing that's the most concerning to me is about the location of it. Plateau State is very much in the center of Nigeria. In the past, we've been talking about these atrocities and the challenges and the attacks and the killings, the violence, all primarily happening in the northeast, northwest areas of Nigeria. This is very much right in central Nigeria, which is incredibly concerning. It feels like things are really moving south and that there's a real intentionality to it.
World Mission sends solar-powered audio Bibles to northern Nigeria. Please pray for the gospel to take root. The media ministry of Sat7 serves as part of the world that suffered under numerous crises in recent years. Christians in the Middle East and North Africa region face the additional difficulty of persecution for their faith. Rita Elmenayer says,
in the midst of all this, we as Sat7 broadcaster, satellite, social media, video on demand, trying our best to give hope to these people, trying our best to tell them that we are there for you because we live in the region.
Sat7 staff have personally felt the effects of many of the problems.
So this is the biggest challenge for Sat7 today, how we can remain relevant with all the problems around and how we can give them the hope and the strength in Christ.
And pray for God to strengthen the church despite everything happening in the region. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.